はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようキャンベラ。
ヨシです。
タケです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 116. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Take-san, it's been a while since you've been on a beginner lesson. お久しぶりです。
はい、久しぶりですね。
お元気ですか？
はい、暑いけど元気です。
All right, Yoshi-san is here with us too. Yoshi-san, how are you doing?
暑いけど元気です。
Copying Take-san. Well, today we are continuing on with our informal series. This informal series is geared to get your ear used to hearing informal Japanese, showing you the situations where it's appropriate to use this, and trying to get you a better feel, because as when we first introduced this, it's used very often in everyday Japanese. Informal Japanese is used a lot.When you make a friend and you become closer, usually you switch to informal Japanese. Not always the case, but the majority of the cases. Also, you'll hear it around you, you'll hear it in TV shows. Again, we went through all the reasons. Today, we're not only going to introduce a grammar point, we're also going to work on the flow of the language. Now, Japanese can go fast. You've been with us a while, so you know particles, they get cut out. Subjects, they get cut out. Even some words get merged together.Now we're going to work on how some syllables get dropped out too. An important thing to get your ear used to. Please listen to today's conversation. As always, we're going to do one time full speed, one time slow, then we're going to give you the English, and then break it down from there. With that said, let's get into today's conversation. Between two good friends. Again, we stress this. They're speaking informal Japanese, so they are close friends. Here we go.
最近ジムへ行ってる?
いや、あまり行ってない。最近公園と砂浜でジョギングしてる。外で運動するときすごくいい気分だ。
そう?僕はジムがいい。田舎に住んでいたときによくジョギングしていたけど、やっぱり筋トレが一番だ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
最近ジムへ行ってる?
いや、あまり行ってない。最近公園と砂浜でジョギングしてる。外で運動するときすごくいい気分だ。
そう?僕はジムがいい。田舎に住んでいたときによくジョギングしていたけど、やっぱり筋トレが一番だ。今度はピーターさんの英語が入ります。最近ジムへ行ってる?
Have you been going to the gym recently?
いや、あまり行ってない。
Nah, I haven't really been going.
最近公園と砂浜でジョギングしてる。
Recently, I've been jogging on the beach and in the park.
外で運動するときすごくいい気分だ。
When I exercise outside, I feel really great.
そう?
Really?
僕はジムがいい。
The gym is good for me.
田舎に住んでいた時によくジョギングしていたけど。
When I lived in the countryside, I often jogged, but...
やっぱり筋トレが一番だ。
As expected, lifting weights is number one. Alright, Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Take-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか?
僕もでも外で運動するのが好きだな。
Translation please.
Take-san also likes to exercise outside. Me too.
Me three. Let's ask him where he likes to exercise.
Take-san はどこでよく運動しますか?
僕は
Take-san, we're waiting.
あんまり運動してませんね。
Translation, please.
He doesn't exercise much.
Well, I can sympathize. I can sympathize. 最近私も I haven't really been exercising. Yoshi さんは？
もうバリバリですよ。
バリバリ。
Can you explain what that means to everybody?
I have been exercising unbelievably.
All right. The problem's not with the translation. The problem's with that, the fact underlying your statement. All right. With that said, let's move on to the vocabulary. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thinks of today's lesson.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
いや、私も最近あんまりジムに行ってないんですよね。
English, please.
I also haven't been really going to the gym lately.
Natsuko-san. It's okay. Yoshi-san is making up for the both of us.
Really?
You look good, Yoshi-san.
After eating the whole bowl of curry and rice twice.
Twice?
Ah, that's right. Now, Yoshi-san, you said yesterday the reason your stomach was protruding a bit was the fact that you had... Well, it was the rice from the all you can eat, but I don't think it takes a day to digest. Explain the belly today. Explain
it. It's all gone, see?
Natsuko, in Japanese, how do we say your belly sticking out?
Onaka... Onaka ga deteiru.
Yoshi-san, onaka ga deteru yo.
最初のキーワードはジムです
。 Give us that word one more time.
ジム。
Gym, as in sports center, a place to work out, physically exercise. Break it down.
ジム、ジム。
Natsuko-san, example sentence please.Are you ready, everybody? Because this is something special. This is a Yoshi-san special. Let us know if you like this. If you like these type of example sentences, Yoshi-san will be happy, more than happy to give you more. Here we go.
ジムはジムでジムナスティックをしてから事務所でジムをした。 It's like tongue twisting.
Oh yeah. Can you give it one more time, nice and slow?
Really?
Yeah.
ジムはジムでジムナスティックをしてから事務所でジムをした。
After Jim did gymnastics at the sports center, he worked at the office. Oh, Yoshi-san. Let's break this sentence down. First we have
ジムは。
We have the person's name, Jim, marked by the topic particle
は。
Next we have
ジムで。
Sports center, the word for sports center, which is the key word
ジム、
marked by the particle
で、
used to mark where an action takes place, followed by
ジムナスティックをしてから、
gymnastics,
ジムナスティック、
marked by
を、
object marker, followed by
して、
te form of する, and finally
から、
and this is the te から, after an action.
事務所で、
again, we have the particle で, showing where the action takes place. And here we have, can you give us that word one more time?
事務所.
Office, where work would take place.
Usually clerical work.
Thank you.
事務をした.
Did office work. Jim did office work after doing gymnastics at the sports center. What an example sentence.
you can't figure out with kanji.
I know, Yoshi-san.We gave you that one. Now let's take a look at what we had in the dialogue.
最近ジムへ行ってる?
Again, no subject here. Subject is inferred. Little translation, recently, going to the gym? The you is inferred. After recently, we have?
ジムへ.
To the gym, followed by?
行ってる?
Natsuko-san, can you give it to us one more time, nice and slow?
行ってる?
Now, Yoshi-san's going to say the same phrase,But see if you can pick up. There's going to be a difference. He's going to say it slow and with an extra syllable. Yoshi-san?
行っている?
Natsuko-san, how was it in the dialogue?
行ってる?
Yoshi-san?
行っている?
Natsuko-san?
行ってる?
Notice how in informal Japanese, the speed picks up and
ている
is reduced to
てる
the E is dropped. This is quite common, and you'll hear it often the more you're immersed in Japanese drama, anime, talking with intimate friends. You'll hear that the E gets dropped. It's kind of passed over. Now, we have lots of this in English, where syllables are merged together or left out completely. Also, I want to point out, again, the intonation indicates the question in the first line. Next we have...
いや.
No.
いや. いや.
Yoshi-san, what do we have in the dialogue?
いや, あまり行ってない.
Nah, I haven't really been going. Again, in the negative present progressive, notice how the E was dropped. Yoshi-san, can you give us the verb in the negative present progressive?
行ってない.
Compared to?
行っていない.
Again, the E gets dropped. Here we have あまり indicating not really, but the point of the sentence is?
いや.
Now this is different than another word meaning don't like. And this has to do with context. When you're answering a question, a yes-no question, and you use
いや.
It comes out to the equivalent of an English nah. Again, for informal situations, you don't want to bring any of this into a Japanese business meeting or when speaking with someone with a higher social status. Yoshi-san and Natsuko-san, can you give us an example?
お腹空いてる?
いや、空いてない.
One more time.
お腹空いてる?
Are you hungry? But here, it's literally, is your stomach empty? Interpreted again as, are you hungry? Then we have?
いや.
Nope.
空いてない.
Not empty, not hungry. Let's move on. Next up.
砂浜.
Sandy beach.
砂浜. 砂浜.
The two characters in this word are? First character, Natsuko-san.
砂.
Sand. Second character?
浜.
Seashore?
Yes.
Beach?
Kind of like that.
So it's pretty straightforward. Sand, beach. Next we have.
Jogging.
Jogging.
Jogging. Jogging.
And how do we turn this into a verb?
Jogging する.
Again, we can categorize this as a suru verb. Yoshi-san, example sentence please.
私は毎朝ジョギングする.
I jog every morning. Next we have.
運動.
Exercise.
運動.
Yoshi-san, how do we turn this into a verb?
運動する.
So this too we can categorize as a suru verb.
Right.
Let's take a look at these characters. Natsuko-san, what's the first character?
運.
Which means to carry.
Yes.
First character, carry. Second character?
Do.
Move.
Yes.
Carry, move. So maybe you can put the connection together. Carry, move your body.
Yes,
that's
right.
That's the way I usually remember it.
Yes, right.
You really don't want to do it, but you're carrying, you're moving your body. Who wants to do that, Natsuko-san? Who wants to do this?
I enjoy 運動.
Really?
Yes. Not in very humid seasons, but usually.
But it's humid all year here.
No way!
Okay, on to the next word.
田舎.
Rural. Suburb.
田舎. 田舎.
Now let's take a look at beach, jogging, and exercise in the dialogue.
最近公園と砂浜でジョギングしてる.
Again, a closer look at this sentence shows the subject is not there. It's inferred. If it was there, Natsuko, how would it go?
最近私は公園と砂浜でジョギングをしている.
But as it's a two-person conversation, the subject is inferred. He's speaking about himself, so it's inferred. So in this case, he can actually leave it out.
Yes.
Then we start off with again, recently.
最近.
Followed by?
公園と砂浜で.
Again, we have the particle で, marking where an action takes place. And where is it taking place? The beach and the park. This is followed by?
ジョギングしてる.
Again, E gets dropped from the present progressive. So rather than?
ジョギングしている.
It becomes?
ジョギングしてる.
This is followed by?
外で運動するとき.
Finally, we're here. When I exercise outside. Again, in this sentence, subject is inferred. So we start off with the location. Where?
外.
Marked by?
で.
Because that's where the action's taking place. This is followed by?
運動する
To exercise in the plain non-past. Then we have
時
Here it is, today's point. When you want to talk about when you did something, when I was, when, we use
時
And it's modified. In English, we start with when and we go on. So in this case, when I exercise outside. Notice how the when comes first. But in Japanese, the when is modified by words preceding it, which is quite unique.
Yes, but I think very understandable.
Very understandable. Very, very understandable. And the reason we had to wait until we did informal Japanese is because what comes before, toki, when, actually time, but here it's inferred as when, is in the plain form.
運動する時.
Can we say 運動します時?
No.
No. That's why we had to wait until we introduced informal to show you this grammatical structure. So some of you might be wondering, I can only use 時 when I'm talking in informal situations. And the answer to that is no. What determines the politeness level of the sentence is the last verb in the sentence. All right. The rest of the sentence.
すごくいい気分だ.
Really good feeling. And we're running a bit short on time, so we're going to have to rush through the end of this. Next we have.
筋トレ.
Muscle training.
筋トレ. 筋トレ.
Now this is an abbreviation of two words.
筋力.
Muscle power and.
トレーニング.
Training. But gets reduced to.
筋トレ.
All right. Now, one more thing you want to point out. In this sentence, how did the male speaker refer to himself?
僕.
There are three usual ways a man refers to himself. There are many, but usually three. For younger men, some older men might even throw in
私.
But for the most part, central ways to refer to oneself. What we gave you today is
僕.
And this is still polite, but as Natsuko explained, usually used by younger people to refer to themselves.
Yes.
So Natsuko-san, judging by this conversation, how old would you say these two good friends are?
Maybe in the 20s.
Co-workers.
Yes.
All right. As always, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, lots and lots of information, detail, grammar point, vocab, all the transcripts. Seeing the transcripts while you're listening will really help you put it all together. Then, inside the Learning Center, drills, questions, material to really help reinforce what you learn in the PDF and in the lesson. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。